he was my teacher when I was a child, basically, and teenager, and then only sporadically after that. But I think in a sense of the connection with a loving world of Torah, loving God, loving Jewish people, loving me, you know, it was like a sense of, it was a very, I think, enviable, in a way, experience. Although, you know, I'm sure sometimes, we used to learn every day, from age dot, more or less, you know, from as soon as it was at all possible, like maybe 2, 3, something like that.
What did you learn together?
Torah. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, we just open up, yeah, and mm-hmm. you know, learn on and on and on, each day a bit more. It was an experience of Torah and of a world that is hard to duplicate. Now, you know, the world isn't exactly like that. You know, it's a little different. But he came from a Hasidic background, a European Hasidic. He came from Galicia. The main fact I know about his background is that his parents were the only Jews in a little village where they ran the local tavern or something. And they had this infant prodigy or whatever, and so they couldn't educate him, so they sent him to live with the grandparents, who were Talmid Chacham, the grandfather, mm-hmm. and he grew up with his grandparents because only that was the way he could learn Torah, and so that was already it indicates a great deal about that background, and so he had that as a concentrated experience, and then. Eventually he went to Vienna and he did a doctorate and he travelled around Galicia and Poland and got smichas from various people. So it's that kind of, on the one hand, very intense Hasidic background, but he was also interested in Wissenschaft, you know, in modern scholarship, and he was, you know, alert and curious and, you know, just very interested in life. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a certain type. I don't like to type him, but there not too many of them, but there were. Every now and then I would meet another one, and it's something you don't see now. It's different. It's very different now. On the one hand, the type of the rabbi doctor, let's say, in a way, is very common now. I mean, America churns them out. YU. But the mentality that went with it is very different, I think. It's much more pragmatic. For people who are frum and go to university and all that, there tends to be a very pragmatic basis to it. People just who would go to study literature, who would go to study humanities, and in those days there was that possibility. Things were in a way a little more fluid, I think. But in any case, he was very enthusiastic about many things, and it came across in his way of teaching. So, and a kind of openness, you know, not a rigidity, which sat strangely well with, you know, quite a serious religiousness. He was not a rigid person, but mm-hmm. but he was a deeply pious person, and he had lots of wonderful stories about the world he came from, about that Hasidic world, and mm-hmm. so that was part of the learning experience. And we did a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of ground. Mm-hmm.